Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In order to treat Alzheimer's disease, Oleg Kolesov, a reader of condensed matter physics at Lancaster University, is developing new nanotechnology to advance early detection.
Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of memory problems of older people. The disease can be somewhat slowed down, but there is no full cure for it yet. The best approach to treating the disease will probably be to identify it early, before too much damage has been done to the brain, and then stop it from progressing any further. One of the characteristic changes in the brains of victims of Alzheimer's is the formation of tiny structures from a protein-like substance called beta amyloid that sticks together to first form long fibers and then dense blobs called senile plaques. At first, physicians and scientists thought that the disease was caused by such plaques, but then they discovered that the real cause may well be even smaller structures called oligomers. These oligomers, made from only a few molecules of beta amyloid stuck together, can cause damage to nerve cells and interfere with memory. Preventing the formation of these may stop the development of Alzheimer's disease. Unfortunately, due to the very small size of these oligomers, it is very difficult to spot them and to tell them from other proteins. To solve the problem, scientists use a new ultrasonic force microscope inspired by the motion of a sewing machine. It uses a tiny vibrating needle about 10,000 times narrower than a human hair, which moves quickly up and down around the sample like the foot of a sewing machine needle, while gently pricking the very top layer of the surface of the sample. This type of motion eliminates the friction between the sample and the probe, resulting in a high-quality, ultimate-resolution image telling us exactly where these nasty oligomers are. It is one of the new generation of tools being developed worldwide to bring the oligomers into focus and to develop new medicines for different diseases, and in particular, for Alzheimer's disease.
That was Oleg Kolesov of Lancaster University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.